Without that, we are not going to, except as parliamentarians, to be able to address issues that are pertinent to building our own economy as a country. Obviously, the ministry will be able to table the specific priorities, and that will then guide us as to which areas to focus on as a portfolio committee. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't, from time to time, raise on our own and empower ourselves so that we are able to engage on issues that are current in terms of economy and community. unfortunately, our record did not prepare an agenda. We took it for granted that the invites were saying there are two issues to be considered today, and we did not prepare anything. And I think that's how much red in that regard. We cannot come to a meeting, we don't have any refreshments, we don't even have any agenda before us. Let's make sure that we open it up. But we have to go from the future long ago. So there's no reason for you not to be ready. I don't know whether we have any apologies from the side.
Two apologies from Honorable King, who's attending Scopa, and Dolomita.
Those are the only.
The only apologies.
Others are coming. Okay. Thank you very much. Any other apologies from the meeting? We are all going to be here for the duration of the meeting. Thank you very much. Can we then consider, I will then propose that we look at issues as constituents. The objective of this meeting was to look at, the adoption of our program, consideration and adoption of the program. Secondly, the consideration of our oversight report.
For it's fair, no, I do second what you're saying, and also to express gratitude with your opening remarks, that we follow us well, also as a team, you know, for the year. But I think retrospectively that the agenda should still be remained, because we will have signed that anyway, so that it adds on to the weight of the product of the team. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable. I think this is something that is important to me.
But what I meant, in case I'm not good enough to the chair, I meant that for this meeting, that it should be done. Because the fact that we will have signed, it doesn't make after today, it won't make a difference whether it was done before the meeting or after the meeting, but it must be done.
I thought you said you were going to do that too. Have you done that? Thank you very much. What I've omitted to mention or to report to the committee is I, on behalf of the committee, have sent a congratulatory message to what the Competition Commission and Tribunal has done in terms of the revelation on the price fixing by our airline company, that was engaged in the terms of the committee, and maybe also, unfortunately, I haven't seen anything appear in electric gas. I think we have to check which paper managed to trace them. But the intention was just to support and encourage the competition tribunal actually to do even much more work, you know, so that we can. So that is the only thing. Or the other issue was just a general interview that was done by Maiden Guardian around the work of the committee. I think it was early this year. Before we even opened, they just got something like a price, but it was just another issue that the building would be on. Unfortunately, I don't think they were interested enough, so they didn't. that you will not hear in the newspaper. Knowing the media, you will understand why, because maybe they were gunning for something, because that was not interesting. There wasn't any interesting response, hence it did not even print down. Yeah, those are the only two issues that the chairperson did on behalf of the committee. And unfortunately, also, we had an issue affecting our members, which I think as a party we've managed to handle that. And unless members feel that we have to deal with that, but I feel that for the member who sent in is the ANC member, and at the party level we were able to deal with that. Notwithstanding what appeared in one of the debates yesterday when Honorable Shalom, I would suggest that we leave it at that for the party to handle the matter, but we are on top of the issue. Can we then proceed, if there's no comment, further comment, can we proceed with our agenda and consider the program before us?
Let me first of all thank you for having taken up initiative to communicate in both respects. But it would be good if that can be circulated to us as committee members to the meeting later.
Okay. We will do that. Can we then continue with our second item, which is the consideration and adoption of the first-term program? Can I allow...
The first item of the program.
Come again?
The first item was the program.
Yes, the program. The first-term program. You don't have
it. I don't think we... It's a program. I said, what program? There were two records, but not the program.
Oh, sorry about that. Any other questions that you have? Thank you. Can we allow Ariko to go through the report?
Tuesday the 16th, which is today's meeting.
We're not going through the program, are we?
We are dealing with the program.
Oh, with the program, okay, sorry.
And maybe my apologies that we've only received it today, because our normal procedure is that we receive the committee at least, even if it's 2 days prior to the meeting. Just that we're liaisons between ourselves and the departments and other committees that will be having joint meetings, so there will still be minor things to correct there and there.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I've indicated Tuesday the 16th of February. Today's meeting, consideration and adoption of the first term program and deliberations on the oversight reports. Thursday, 25th of February, in the afternoon, consideration and adoption of the oversight report and also consideration and adoption of the outstanding minutes of 2009. Tuesday, 2nd March. Tuesday, 2 March, morning session. Progress report by the Economic Development Department on the framework for South Africa's response to the economic crisis. That's on Tuesday, 2 March. Friday, the 5th of March, in the morning, a briefing by the Economic Development Department on its strategic plan over the MTF and budget vote. Tuesday, 9 March, morning session. Briefing by the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal on its strategic plan over the MTEF. Wednesday, 10 March, morning session. Briefing by COOLA on their strategic plan over the MTEF. Thursday, the 11th, afternoon session. Briefing by ITAC on its strategic plan over the MTEF. 12th and 13th March, that's the Friday and Saturday. The 12th is the Friday, 13th Saturday. Strategic planning workshop of the committee. Tuesday, 16th March, morning session. Progress by the IDC on its priorities for 2010 and financial assistance to companies in distress. These are both progress reports. Then in the afternoon, briefing by ITAC on South Africa's trade policy, provisional joint with the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry. Friday, 19 March, briefing by the Economic Development Department on the Industrial Policy Action Plan. Tuesday, 23 March, the morning session, consideration and adoption of the budget vote report of the Economic Development Department and its entity. Two, consideration and adoption of second term program.
Thank you, okay, I just wanted to correct one thing. I recall the instead of the 25th, you said the 23rd, the 22nd or
23rd?
23rd in the morning. Mm. In terms of the second program, I think.
23rd of
February.
February, yeah, in the morning. That is our program, a proposed program that we have seen to make. We will now open the meeting for any comments. If you put on the program, whether you want to amend the proposal, add anything, or subtract anything. Can you consider it? Can I note Mr. Mabasa?
Shall I take a floor?
Yes, and then note.
For the draft program presented. I want to suggest that we accommodate flexibility and say, since this is a new department, should it happen that there are certain developments that occur during the occurrence of fulfilling the program, we must be flexible to say between ourselves and the minister, you know, depending on the weight of what could have to be accommodated urgently, that we adopt that approach. Thanks.
Thank you.
again, I want to repeat the family because I told you privately for apologizing for not coming in for me. Which also brings me the benefit that all of us have been the brothers of faith and what others from me to do. And it's at the time that it's still completing soul-searching exercise, I assume that the program is for me to the committee still in the process of defining its own cost within the various portfolios. And looking at this agenda, I would like to submit to you the correct greater attention to be placed by this committee on the on providing parliamentary input in the government's role to propose the preparation for a new industrial policy. The new industrial policy is one of those historical events which will determine what we're going to do for the next 20, 30 years. The president spoke about it. It's happening now. We get it right. We're fine. We get it wrong. We've got problems. The portfolio committee of Parliament for Economic Development has a special role. Parliament is having a very, Parliament is not having a direct input in this very important role for this great promotion. And my concern. My concern, Madam Chairman, is that to a certain extent, as you are aware of, there is an overlapping between the work of this committee and the work of trade industry, which is fine because members get their own seats on the same role, but can also lead to conflicting the parliamentary interest. Let me give you an example. The Kula strategic plan, they reported to trade and industry. In this report, the trade and industry committee has gone to give certain directions, frankly wrong. Don't go direct until you've got the issue of alternatives. Give us some information before you go direct. If this committee is a different type of institution, then CULA doesn't know this committee or further committee. Because the committee will reapply its mind and CULA could end up to a different service. So my personal suggestion is that if we focus over an extended period of time, not necessarily on a single issue, but primarily on the single issue, of developing a new industrial base for the country, this committee would have accomplished an enormous public hearing, experts. What can we produce? And I look at this report on the other side, thing. We can't continue to channel. We continue to put money on companies which cannot make it back for the government country. And we are driven by saving jobs, which is right, but it's self-defeating. We need to develop an industrial policy which can make this country competitive between the technological world of the United States and the production world of China. And this is the effort of this parliament that sees we understand the city and the stranger. So this might mean that if we focus on the good experts, good country tourism, we would do a necessary job with no other community is actually doing. Because certain industries have too many things to do. Public enterprises have too many things to do. And this committee will have the opportunity of doing that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I think that's what you wrote the comment for. I know that him. But they love to get your input here. We have taken note of what you have said. I don't know what other members are saying on the issue that but on the issues related to CULA and all that, you know, I take your point, especially on the focus of the trade and industry committee, and the fact that our work is really overlapping. For now, we felt it is important to deal with the issues, for instance, to call CULA. Because because there are certain issues that you wanted to clarify, especially on the SMMP development. And if maybe we would try to incorporate the DTI, the Trade and Industry Committee, into that meeting of the 10th, I think it will perhaps deal with the issue that you've raised, while at the same time taking into consideration what you were talking about, your input around the issues around policy formulation, especially on the industrial, new industrial policy. I don't know what members, we have members who are also in the trade and industry. What do members say on the input side?
I think we have to look at the program first. I mean, I thought you were telling me the program, and then you were going to scrutinize whether this program does suit the committee to be followed. But what Honorable Amro is saying, I think maybe why don't we wait until the department give us its strategic plan so that we can be able to input of what they are saying? Because I think that is our core business, where when the department is giving us the say, the green paper, or whatever, then we can be able to say, as members of parliament, we think this was permitted, should be effected and all that. I'm saying that, Chairperson, that maybe listen. I thought the terming of this program was for us to look at it, whether it is going to suit us. But I can see Ambrose in his eating to contribute. But I thought that let's follow that whether we do agree with our program, although it is typically. And then after the terming of the strategic plan, then maybe we can be able to maneuver. That's it.
Moreover, that we still have much interest again on the industrial policy. The industrial policy, maybe we must have an opportunity with the department to talk about that. In the meantime, we will continue the public issue. Any other matter that you want to raise in relation to the program?
To check with the secretary to the committee. I see Friday, and I understand that our day of committee day is Tuesday in the morning, and maybe if we can take us through why Friday is there. Because sometimes we put other things on Friday morning, so we find that we'll find ourselves maybe prepared. So let's check why Friday, maybe get a motivation to so that we can be able to prepare our test.
Okay, let me just process the secretary here for the discussion. The Friday, because you see this. Our time, our period up to the 26th, too congested. We felt that we really needed to put as much, utilize all the days as much as possible. We are, yes, our official days on Tuesdays, but we are also given Thursdays and Fridays. We can apply for the interpretation of those 2 days. So hence we felt, because we were also informed that we are not utilizing Fridays. We are not utilizing Fridays because most members move on Thursdays and forgetting that Friday is also a full working day. So we must begin to utilize Friday. Hence we thought we should utilize half a day of that Friday for the full day. If you look at the program,
two Fridays.
Yes. There are 2 Fridays, no? That will be utilized. You can plan your things in a way that that's not going to be affected. Ma'am, for this one?
Yes, just one small point to add when this day is Friday. But you know, Friday, we have an impact on health and labor. So, morning will be preferable. People will be interfering with this at school and bed. It's natural. Mental is mental labor.
So, we must recondition the mind of the migrants.
Sympathize with them.
Yes. It's just a change of the attitude that comes and it will work. Change is never nice, you know, that it's very difficult to young people like this. But when they think of writing, it's something else. Okay. I hope that suffices, that explanation suffices. In the absence of any other comments, can we then allow the members to adopt the program officially? The working program for the committee. Thank you very much. On the next item, colleagues, we have 2 reports. And I think from our oversight, starting from the 3rd of November here in the Western Cape of the Trade sector, at the Atlantic. And then we also have the other oversight that we undertook. We undertook from the 17th to the 19th of November last year. This is these 2 are draft reports for the committee. And seeing that we only distributed reports this morning, we then felt that it's important that we just table them today. The members get an opportunity to go through the report, correct where they feel maybe some issues are not clearly articulated, or where you feel there's something that we omitted, feel free to include. Otherwise, that is the report giving the full picture of what happened during those 3 days. And we'll appreciate if that can be submitted by Friday, so that if there are any comments, so that if there's any need, we can then produce a new document for circulation during the weekend or before Monday. Is that in order? That is what we wanted to table, just table them, and by Friday, 12 o'clock midday, we can receive if there are any corrections. If anybody wants to make an amendment, please do so before Friday, or by Friday, 12. even if the amendment or the correction, language correction, has to be because this reflects the work of the committee. And it will form part of the record of this committee. So, and this is how whatever appears is how the committee will be used. So let's make sure that we include the work of the committee or the part. Babeli Dudi?
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm asking whether will it be correct that we make corrections and send them to the secretary instead of doing them here? Because I think after we have tabled, then it means then when you do have any amendment or correction, why don't we do them? I mean, through the said, why not here? Because sometimes maybe I'll say something which the committee does not agree, and you find that the secretary has accepted that. So maybe it's better when we go read and prepare and we put any amendments or corrections so that it will be accepted in the committee.
Yes. This is what Robin Tulu was saying. It's important that they're forwarded so that they can actually, coordinate. But then that doesn't take away the opportunity when we meet on the next Tuesday to discuss, because those discussions will also include those corrections. Because we'll be deliberating, officially deliberating then and then correcting. We want to be organized so that if there are any corrections, especially those corrections that affect the structure of the report, that we look at. Obviously, we will look at it together, and we will consult and see whether that is important to include or not. And if not, we'll still bring it back to the committee. Can we agree on that? I'm just looking at this if I can see you want to put something in. Okay.
I think let me follow up on what David is saying. What he is saying is that there are certain corrections which will be of a typo nature, grammatical nature, etc. That should be done immediately. The secretary should effect that. But he is then saying that there are other changes that could be of substance. So those that are of substance, even if they are submitted to the secretary, they must be submitted as issues that will be entertained in the meeting.
That's what I'm saying, but not. I was responding to him. We will, if it's typographic and English and so forth, we will effect certain issues. But if it's just content issues, because some people were not part of the meeting of our oversight visit, but they might want to change something that we see. We will consult me and then we'll see whether to include that change or just to put it aside for the meeting. I think we're talking the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. Any other? Can we then, on this matter, close the matter on that note? And then move on to the next item, which is closure. That's quite progressive. More time for you to read and prepare for the next week. Let me once more thank you very much for your attendance and for your input, and we hope to see you more often. Thank you very much. The meeting is prayer to that so that I live longer.
Okay.